Good morning. We're teaming Chayodim, a Kalman Vav, Simon Hay, and we really are holding the middle of two conversations. One is understanding the application of Chamar Mendinah nowadays, which we discussed in the last year. And this year before, we left the question of what's the minig nowadays in regards to benching on the kais. And the Chayodim seems to stress that we should be benching on the kais. We don't seem to be doing that nowadays, and we left that also hanging as a question. So let's clarify the concept of Chamar Mendinah and clarify that point, and then we'll go back to the idea of benching on a kais. Okay, so in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, he quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, that he heard from Rabbi Yashiv, and this is also printed in Kibbutz Shuvos of the Rabbi Yashiv and Chelek Aleph, that nowadays that people do not bring yayin l'sudas klal. We don't find that people are drinking wine during meals. We only tend to use wine for Kiddush and Havdalah, but we're not drinking wine on a regular basis. So then, that idea that when yayin is available, it precludes other mashkes from having dinner with Chamar Medinah is no longer true. And therefore, the concept of Chamar Medinah can apply. Now, where do we apply the concept of Chamar Medinah? So the Rambam Shita is that Chamar Medinah is only acceptable for Havdalah, but not for Kiddush at all. The Rush at the other end of the spectrum says that you could use it for Kiddush even for Friday night. However, he says if you have the option of eating of using pas of bread for Friday night, that's better than Chamar Medinah. Okay, so, and that's how we pass on Halakha L'maisa. The Shulchan Aruch says that when a person doesn't have wine available for the Suda Friday night, but he has bread, he should make tzedek Kiddush over the bread. So he would wash before he starts Kiddush. He washes, it says, Al-Antilas Yadayim. Then he says all of Kiddush over the bread. And he says the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem in Oritz in the same place where we would say Brei Pri HaGafen. After Hamotzi, he continues and he says the bracha of Kiddush through Bekadesh HaShabbos. Then he eats his bread. However, Shabbos morning, where if we do that, you would have no Kiddush at all, because there would be nothing, the whole Kiddush is just the bracha that you make on the Brei Pri HaGafen beforehand. The psukim that we say are just a minute. So over there, if you would not do anything, so it's not nikkur that you're making Kiddush at all. So over there, the person should rely on Chamar Medinah. But again, this is only really in a place where yayin is not available. However, there's an opinion which says if Chamar Medinah is chaviv to him, he finds that to be chaviv, and that's really what he prefers. So then, by Shabbos morning, where there's no question of a bracha lebatola issue, by Friday night, he has to make a bracha of Kiddush on a kos, no Kiddush. So to use Chamar Medinah, which is questionable, so you maybe you're not allowed to say Kiddush. But Shabbos morning, if you drink something before the Suda, you make a bracha on it. So you have to say the Kiddush. So saying the Kiddush on Chamar Medinah would be acceptable in a case where it's chaviv. Regards to Havdalah, Mishabura brings this idea as well. That's a Kiddush, even though you're saying the Kiddush, the Havdalah, on the Chamar Medinah as opposed to wine. If it's chaviv, you can do that. The Ramah mentions this idea. Some people had the minig to say Havdalah on beer, Motzi Pesach, since they hadn't had beer for the whole day, all of the days of Pesach. Beer is chametz. So it was chaviv, they missed it, and so it's chaviv to them, and that's why there's a minig to make Havdalah on beer. Some people have that minig even nowadays, even though nowadays it's harder to understand. Most people don't drink beer on a regular basis. They say that it has the chavivus to them on Motzi Pesach. But the Biralocha says it's lav dafka, that situation where your mamash haven't had it and you're missing it. But anything which is chaviv to you would be acceptable. Regards to benching on a kais, so that the language of Mishabura, which I read to you, Mishabura mentioned if you have a kais or other mashkas available, you should say it on a kais. So on that kais of that other drink. So it would seem to me nowadays that it would be appropriate that Chamar Medinah would apply for benching, because again, there's no problem of a bracha lebatola. you're benching anyway, after you bench, you finish the meal, you need a new bracha for whatever you're drinking. So therefore, the idea of saying benching on a kais of not of wine would also be acceptable. We still haven't clarified what exactly is chamar medina. Practically, what would be practical examples of chamar medina, but we will leave that for the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.